Track 8.12.
Signpost A2 plus B1. Unit 8. Digital era. More to share. The rise of selfies. Do you know anybody who hasn't taken any selfies at all? Most probably, you don't. It seems everybody likes and takes selfies. But do you know who took the first selfie and when? Let's go back to the pages of history and learn more about selfies. 1. A selfie is a self-portrait photograph. People usually share their selfies on social media sites such as Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. In 2013, the word selfie took its place in the online version of the Principal Historical Dictionary of the English language. In November 2013, the word selfie was named as the word of the year by the same dictionary. 2. Robert Cornelius was an American photographer and a lamp manufacturer. He became interested in photography, and around October 1839, at the age of 30, Cornelius took a portrait of himself outside the family store. This self-portrait photo of Robert Cornelius is the oldest known existing photographic portrait of a human in America. Young Cornelius had to hold this position for about 3 to 15 minutes. In his selfie, he stands slightly off-center, looking past the camera, with uncombed hair. 3. Here are some examples of serious injuries and deaths that occurred during the taking of a selfie. A 21-year-old Spanish man died from electric shock after touching a live wire on top of a train, to which he climbed to take a selfie with his friends. A 17-year-old Russian photographer climbed to the top of a railway bridge in St. Petersburg to take a selfie. She lost her balance, fell, and died. In the United States, the pilot of a Cessna 150K and his passenger died when the pilot lost control of the plane while taking selfies. A 21-year-old Mexican veterinarian who had been drinking pointed a gun at his forehead for a selfie and killed himself, firing an actual shot. A Polish couple met their death falling off a cliff in Portugal after crossing a safety barrier to take a selfie with their children. 4. There are some times and places that taking a selfie is absolutely wrong. While driving. If you want to take a selfie while driving, don't. First, make sure that you park the car, and then take a selfie. In hospital. This is not the right place to take a selfie. It can be really annoying for some people. At the scene of a crime. It is not appropriate under any circumstances to take a selfie where a crime is taking place or where someone needs help. In the case of a fire or burglary, for example, you can use your phone for other purposes. Call the police or try to help, but don't take a selfie. Funeral. No matter how good you look that day, do not take a selfie at a funeral. Don't even think about it. Amazing facts about the selfie. On average, 93 million selfies are taken per day. Women take more selfies than men. However, men over 30 share more selfies than women over 30. The world's largest group selfie included 2,000 people. It was taken in Brooklyn, New York, on 23 November 2014. 259 people have died taking selfies between 2011 and 2017. Selfitis is the compulsive need to take selfies. The Eiffel Tower is considered as the most popular destination to take a selfie. There is a growing movement against taking selfies too. One of them is called anti-selfie. Yongming Wang's invention, selfie stick, came into our lives in February 2012 and earned him a $174 million fortune.